The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Hey guys, it's Dan. So I was just having a conversation with someone who's thinking about doing some property work, becoming a property investor. And they were asking about the passive income nature of being an investor. And so I just wanted to have a quick chat about that, because I think there's some misinterpretation, shall we call it, about what passive income really means. So like, if you take 100 grand and you put it in the stock market, and it doesn't matter what you do, you know, if you buy 100 grand's worth of Apple stock, it doesn't matter what you do, you could go around recommending Apple to everybody, you ain't going to be changing that stock price, right? You ain't getting a bigger dividend. You're just going to get the dividend that you're given. That's passive. Even if you go around telling everyone how bad Apple is, I personally don't think we'll be around in 20 years, but who knows? But if you did that, it still wouldn't affect their stock price, right? So from that point of view, it is truly passive. But you might not get a great return. You might get, 4 or 5% as a yield from 100,000. There's no leverage, so you can't put 30 grand down, borrow 70 and then get a return against for the lending. Can't do any of that. Whereas on property, I could put 30 grand down, I can still get a 8% yield, 10% yield on the 100 grand, but I'm borrowing some money as well, so I'm making some profit there. But that bit isn't passive. It's just not passive at all. You know, you've got tenants to deal with. And you could say, well, I'll just pay a lettings agency and they'll manage it, and yeah, absolutely, you could do that. That's not passive either. You only get to find this out once you've actually hired a lettings agency, thinking that you'll never have to hear from tenants again, and then the lettings agency phones you up to say your boiler's not working, or the tenant's not paying, or the tenant's not paying and not moving out, so then you have to still take them to court. There is no such thing as passive income on property. People think, oh, it's just passive. The only time you're ever going to really get passive income is if you own the lettings agency and you say to the lettings agency, you know, if it needs a new boiler, do the boiler. If it needs going to court, I'll pay you the money. You fill in all the court papers, I'll sign them. I suppose even that technically is not passive, because you still have to sign the paperwork. So there's no such thing as passive income in property. I can't think of any. Rent to rent, it's not passive. Property sourcing, you've still got to go out and find deals, find sellers, find buyers. Connect the two, make sure the deal gets across the line. That's not passive. Buy to let, that's not passive. Property refurb, is that passive? Maybe you could hire a project manager and they might manage it, but it's still not passive. Still going to ask you for money, still going to come up with problems. The only real passive income on property is one of these crowdfunding companies where you give your money over and you might get 6% yield. But then you get the same on a stock market. Now, the stock market's really dropped, and property over a period of time tends not to drop. It goes up over a period of time because we're not making any more land and so on. But I'm just not convinced that when people are after a passive income through property, that property is going to be the best vehicle for you. You just need to understand that. The last thing I would hate is people signing up for something thinking they've now got passive income, when actually they haven't got passive income, they're never going to get passive income. Actually, all they're going to get is a load of grief off tenants. And if you're after an easy life, being a property investor is not for you, because you've got tenants to deal with. And yeah, 99% of all tenants are amazing, but that 1% ruins it for everybody else. Nobody wants to be a landlord with that nasty 1% of tenants that you're going to get. Like, I don't know if it's 1%, 0.1%, it might be 10% for all I know. Sometimes it feels like 10%, but it's definitely not passive. So I just need you to understand that if you're going to be going into property, you know what you're getting into. If you want passive income, you're going to have to earn an awful lot of money and put it into a pension, and then you've got passive. But then you can't even pass that on to your kids. At least with property, you can put it into a trust fund. so they can't sell the damn stuff. But that's the only time property will be passive. So look, I hope that's useful for you. If you've got any questions, as usual, just put them in the box down below. We'll catch up with you in the next video. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.